Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on Ghost Notes with Jungle Swing, built for DNB and DJ Tool style drum programming. In this session, we're going to make a drum loop that does more than just keep time. We want it to move, breathe, and feel like it belongs in a real track. Not a loop that just sits there, but one that has attitude. That little bit of grime, swing, and motion is what makes drum and bass drums feel alive. The big idea here is simple. Keep your kick and snare strong and readable. Then use ghost notes and selective swing to create the in-between motion. That's where the magic lies. In jungle and DNB, the groove is often not in the main hits. It's in the tiny taps, the low-velocity nudges, and the slightly late or slightly loose details that sit behind the beat. We're going to build this inside Ableton Live 12 using stock tools only. Drum rack, simpler, the groove pool, EQ8, glue compressor, drum bus, saturator, utility, and auto filter. Nothing fancy needed, just good choices and a good ear. First, start with a fresh MIDI track and load a drum rack. Keep the kit tight and practical. You want a punchy kick, a solid snare, a closed hat, maybe an open hat or ride, and then one extra sound that will become your ghost layer. That ghost sound could be a muted rim, a tiny percussion tap, a short snare, or even a chopped bit of a break. For the main backbone, program a classic DNB feel. Put the snare on beats 2 and 4. Place the kick on beat 1, then add a second kick or two in a syncopated spot depending on the vibe you want. Keep the hats moving in eighths or sixteenths, but don't make them too shiny or too long. This is about momentum, not clutter. Now here's an important production mindset shift. Don't just make the snare quieter and call it a ghost note. Give ghost notes their own lane, their own sound, their own timing, their own processing. That way, they can behave like a real part of the groove instead of just a faded version of the main snare. Think of ghost notes like phrasing. They should help the loop breathe. A good starting pattern is a soft hit just before beat 2, another light tap between beats 2 and 3, and a ghost note just before beat 4. If you want a little extra movement, add a tiny fill at the end of bar 2 or bar 4. Keep the velocity low, somewhere around 15 to 45, while your main snare stays much higher. That contrast is what makes the groove speak. And here's a pro move: if the pattern feels stiff, don't rush to add more notes. Move one ghost note slightly late. That tiny timing shift often sounds more musical than just increasing density. A lot of DNB groove is about restraint. You're not trying to fill every gap. You're trying to make the gaps feel intentional. Once the MIDI pattern is in place, go into the groove pool and bring in a swing feel. But don't apply the same swing to everything. That's the trap. In jungle style groove, the kick and main snare usually stay pretty tight, while the hats, rims, and ghost hits get more of the looseness. That contrast is what gives the loop its push-pull energy. A good starting point is to apply groove selectively to the hat and ghost clips, or to a duplicated version of those parts. Try timing around 55 to 62%, with only a little random variation. Keep velocity movement subtle. If the groove starts feeling too lazy, pull it back. In DNB, swing should be felt more than it should be obvious. Now let's make those ghost notes actually speak. If they're too quiet, they disappear. If they're too loud, they take over the groove. We want that sweet spot where you notice them when they're muted, but they never steal the spotlight. On the ghost layer, use EQ8 to high pass the low end, usually somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz, sometimes even higher if needed. That keeps the kick and sub area clean. Then add a little drum bus or saturator to give the ghosts some edge. You can also use utility to narrow the stereo width if they feel too wide or too unfocused. If the transients are too pokey, a fast compressor can smooth them just enough. This is where the loop starts to feel expensive, not because it has more elements, but because every element has a job. If you want to push the sound closer to classic jungle, add a chopped break texture under the programmed kit. You do not need a full amen break reconstruction. Even a few carefully placed slices can add that historical jungle motion. Load a short break into simpler, slice it up, and trigger little fragments like snare tails, hat bits, or tiny kick pickups. Keep it filtered and quiet. High pass it so it doesn't fight the kick, and if it gets too bright, tame the top end a little. A really strong move is to let the ghost notes trigger break fragments instead of clean percussion. That gives the ear something with texture and history. Suddenly the groove feels less like a programmed loop and more like a living breakbeat with attitude. If you're making this for a DJ tool section or an intro, think in layers. Start with just the backbone, then slowly bring in more ghost movement and break texture over 8 or 16 bars. That gradual evolution makes transitions smoother for DJs and gives the dance floor a real sense of lift. A subtle increase in motion can be more powerful than a huge fill. Once the elements are in place, group the drums together and shape the drum bus. A practical chain would be a Q8, then glue compressor, then drum bus, then maybe utility at the end. Use the EQ to clean up any boxiness in the low mids. Let the compressor do just a little bit of glue, not a heavy squeeze. We're talking maybe 1 to 2 decibels of gain reduction. Then add a touch of drive or transients in drum bus. If the kit needs more density or snap, be careful here. Overcompressing the group can flatten the groove and kill the ghost notes. If the loop starts feeling smaller instead of bigger, back off. You want punch, not punishment. The groove needs room to breathe. Now think about how this drum pattern will interact with bass. In DNB, drums and bass are always in conversation. If the bass line is dense, the ghost notes should be shorter, cleaner, and more focused in the mid-range. If the bass is sparse, you can afford more ghost detail. Use the ghost notes to fill the little spaces where the bass is not speaking, and pull them back when the low end needs room. That call and response approach is huge. It keeps the drums from fighting the bass and makes the whole track feel more arranged. Even if you're still just working on an 8-bar loop, to keep the loop from feeling static, build in a little variation. Maybe bar 2 has one different ghost hit. Maybe bar 4 has a tiny pickup instead of the usual tap. Maybe every few bars, one ghost note gets a little more velocity. These are small details, but they make the loop feel alive over time. And here's a really useful habit. Compare your loop against a reference track at matched loudness. Not because you're trying to copy it, but because you want to check the pocket and motion. Ask yourself, does mine breathe the same way? Does it roll forward, or does it just sit there? That kind of a slash B listening teaches your ear fast. If you want a darker, heavier edge, use a muted rim or a short metallic percussion sound as the ghost layer. Lower the pitch a little if you want more menace. Keep the main hit centered, but you can let tiny ghost textures drift slightly in stereo if the mix needs movement. Just keep the kick, snare, and sub elements solidly in the middle. One more advanced trick, use probability or variation ideas for a small tap or accent so it doesn't happen every single time. That kind of occasional detail keeps the loop from becoming too predictable. A tiny hit that appears once in a while can make the whole pattern feel more human. When the groove feels right, stop editing the grid. Seriously, a lot of the character comes from the little imperfections that don't look dramatic on the piano roll. If you keep snapping everything tighter and tighter, you can erase the jungle feel without meaning to. For a quick practice challenge, build a 4-bar loop that could survive under a bass line. Start with the basic kick, snare, and hat pattern. Add one ghost sound and place 3 to 5 ghost hits per bar at low velocity. Apply swing only to the hats and ghost notes. High pass the ghost layer, add light saturation, group the drums, and use just a little glue compressor. Then duplicate the loop and remove one ghost hit in bar 4 so there's a tiny fill. Print it to audio and listen in mono. If the groove still feels good without the shiny stuff, you're on the right track. The real goal here is not to make busy drums, it's to make drums with identity. Ghost notes and jungle swing are about groove, phrasing, and tension. When they're done well, the loop feels alive enough for the club, but still clean enough to let the bass hit hard. So remember the formula. Strong backbone, low velocity ghost notes, selective swing, controlled processing, and a little variation over time. That's how you turn a basic drum loop into a proper DNB tool with jungle energy. And once you hear that pocket lock in, you'll know it. The drums stop sounding like programming and start sounding like a statement.